It's not going to get any better than that this morning, but we'll move on. Let's move on to item 150, please.
Vacate a portion of North Lombard Street between North Richmond Avenue and North Charleston Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Novick, do you have some comments at the outset here before we return to this item?
Actually, we have an amendment consistent with council's direction at our last meeting to add, which we were informed by the city attorney's office doesn't require additional testimony because we'd agreed to the concept. So I'd actually like to put that amendment on the table.
Steve, I'll second the amendment. I have just one question. When we had the hearing last week, actually in the mayor's absence, there were three parties to that amendment. The commissioner in charge, you, the applicant, and Commissioner Fritz. Have all three parties concurred in this amendment?
That is my understanding.
All right, so I second the amendment.
Okay, the amendment's before us. Yes. Why don't you describe it, Commissioner Novick?
The amendment before us would add a condition to Directive B4. Prior to recording the street vacation, the applicant will execute a non-exclusive perpetual public use easement for the plaza areas in a format satisfactory to the Director of the Bureau of Transportation. The easement will contain language that requires city council approval prior to any modification of or release of the public use easement.
Thank you very much.
I actually have a friendly amendment to that add for the plaza areas identified in Land Use Review 15-213895DZM, because it's the specific plaza areas that were approved in the design review, and that was the concern. I don't want to withdraw that and then come back with a smaller plaza.
That sounds okay to me. Kurt, Lance, does that sound okay to you?
Yeah, that should be okay.
Okay, ties it together.
Thank you, yes.
Okay.
And then I had a second concern about the St. John's sign, and I'm not seeing that as a condition of approval in that design review that I specified, nor particularly in the findings for that. So I'm wondering if we need a second amendment, not to the as a condition of approval, but as a now therefore, to add after A. Let's see. Told it was B, but it's not B. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know where it goes, but it would be a condition that says after the street vacation is complete, the Welcome to St. John's sign will be replaced as part of the development in Plaza 2 with input from the community regarding the precise location.
Commissioner, on page 1, finding 4, currently recites the Welcome to Historic St. John's sign will be removed from the proposed vacation area and will be relocated at the time of the petitioner's development to a new public plaza that will be constructed within the public right-of-way to the immediate northeast of its current location. The relocation plan was included as part of the land use review and is supported by both PBOT and the Bureau of Development Services. Does that not address your concern?
It does. I did not see that, so thank you.
Yeah, I think that's captured it, but we can also make sure council direction is clear on that.
But the challenge to the immediate northeast. The concern that I heard from the community in public testimony was the specific location, and since it will be in the right-of-way, my understanding is PBOT has the sole jurisdiction as to exactly where it goes, and that wasn't necessarily specified in the land use review. Is that correct?
Kurt Kruger with PBOT. Actually, the sign's specific location was identified in the site plan that went through the design review process because we took the right-of-way with the application through design review.
So the legislative intent, then, which I can state on the record, is that it will be in the location, even though it's not specified as a condition of approval, it will be in that location.
Yes.
I didn't necessarily hear any concern from community members that that was the wrong location. Was there any testimony to that effect at the design review?
I don't recall any testimony.
I haven't heard any either.
Okay. And then my final concern last week was about the colony sign, which is currently in the right-of-way. It's not permitted to be in the right-of-way, and my understanding is you're going to work with the property owner of the colony to move the sign onto her property, and if necessary, that you would come back to council with some kind of a variance if it turns out that the sign is non-conforming so that that property owner is made whole. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And with that, Commissioner, yes, I'm fine.
Colleagues, I also want to add that at the suggestion of a constituent for St. John's, I wanted council to join me in giving this directive to PBOT, which is, as part of the permit process, please require the developer to keep the St. John's sign visible during construction and provide detour signage letting people know businesses are still open.
That's council direction. Doesn't have to be actually in the ordinance. Okay. Other comments, questions, amendments? Anything further from our staff? Okay, then let's take a vote, please.
Well, it was a very good public hearing last week with a lot of robust testimony. Clearly, this is an issue on which reasonable people can and do disagree. On balance, I, as I mentioned last week, wished that the street vacation had happened first, because then we could have given some direction as to the orientation and the size and the location of the building. Since the applicant has the right to choose to do it either way, I would have preferred the corner that juts into the existing right-of-way not of the building that had not been there, but that's not one of the choices before me today, and it's certainly not reasonable to send the applicant back through the design review process with an amendment. I want to acknowledge both Kurt Kruger and Lance Lindahl for your work on this project and for working with the community and the applicant and the adjacent property owners. It's another good example of city staff working with the community and with your commissioner and the council to come up with something that, although it doesn't make everybody happy, on balance, think that it's the right thing to do. Aye.
Yeah, I want to echo what Commissioner Fritz said. I thought we had a really terrific hearing last week, and there was a lot of passion in the room, but there was a lot of respect, and it was a very civil proceeding. And what I heard was really from a lot of people, particularly longtime residents, I heard a concern about the character of their community. And at a time when the city is going through big growing pains, that's a frequent conversation. How do we maintain the character? And I think we have to be sensitive to that while also fulfilling our obligation to prepare the city for the growth that we see coming. And so for me, there were two issues that tipped the balance in favor of supporting. One was the safety issues that were carefully placed on the record, and I found very compelling some of the parents who talked about the challenges they had taking their children across that street past Ivy Island to get to their school a block away. And there actually was a lot of testimony about that intersection being unsafe. And I think that while it's appropriate for us to be thinking about East Portland safety issues where we haven't invested enough, I don't think we should disregard places like St. John's that have a right to have safe streets, safe walks to school. And so that was very compelling to me. The other thing that was compelling was the work that was pulled out of the Lombard plan and the idea that we envision doing development but in a rational way, and here we have a chance to really actually create a more rational streetscape and an intersection which then can be controlled for the benefit of pedestrians and drivers. I thank Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Novick for working out the issues they had in a collaborative way. We set this thing over so they could do it, and I think they've done it in an exemplary way. I want to acknowledge the applicant, because the applicant was testifying last time and had counsel here, and my recollection is on almost every issue that came up, the applicant indicated a willingness to go the extra mile to work with the community. So if we sort of project forward, I would say the best indicator of someone's behavior in the future is how have they treated folks in the past. And over the last year, I think we have to acknowledge that he's gone the extra mile and engaged people in good faith. And I want to thank him. And everyone's going to have a different opinion about the building, but to me, it's a very attractive building. And I hope it sets a standard in that area for the kind of redevelopment to follow. And finally, I also want to acknowledge staff. These two gentlemen routinely come before us on stuff that's mind-bogglingly complicated. And in fact, Kurt always has an immediate answer to some technical question. I think Commissioner Fritz is sometimes, I think, looking to test whether you really have read the fine print of the code. But you always have an answer, and you're always very clear about guiding us. And you make our job easier, both of you, through the professionalism that you exhibit every time you come before us. So thank you. And today I'm pleased to vote aye.
Colleagues, I need to interrupt to discuss a clarification as to what we're actually voting on. I was under the impression that because we had approved this amendment, the amendment in concept last week, we didn't need to have a separate vote on the amendment and we could proceed to a vote on the whole thing. But the city attorney seems to have other ideas. I ask the city attorney to elaborate.
Oh,
You didn't, as far as I know, you didn't have the language. You moved and you seconded
I'm
the
sorry,
amendment today.
I'm sorry, that was
so
my error, yes.
I was going to certainly clarify once you did this that this will need to be carried over to next week for a vote. Since it's a non-emergency ordinance, you'll make the vote on the amendments today. You don't need to take any testimony next week.
But. And since we won't have a full House next week, I think it's still appropriate
okay,
to
we'll make
to,
our comments today.
Make our comments with the amendment if we choose, because I don't
start
think...
Start over voting as if it's on the amendment.
Yeah, so we're voting on the amendment.
So just to be clear, my comments are both in support of the amendment. And in the off chance we don't have a full House or people coming next week for this event, I just want to put my comments on the record in advance. And again, thank everybody and vote aye.
Boltzmann.
So we're voting on the amendment. Okay. Well, I'll also make my comments on the whole package. Well, I appreciate the hearing we had last week, and I thought a lot of good issues were raised. I guess I'm, you know, drawn to what I feel is happening in St. John's, and, you know, there's a lot of things happening in St. John's. One is that due to a lot of issues, housing affordability, other things, and just being a great neighborhood, it has become one of the most desirable places in the city to live. And when people are moving to your neighborhood, there's going to be associated changes that come with it. More businesses, more prosperous businesses to serve people who live in St. John's. And I think the other thing going for St. John's is it still maintains its quirkiness, its notions of independence. And I think we all see that every May when we all participate in the parade. What a great sense of camaraderie and neighborhood pride people who live in St. John's feel. But we do have a lot of converging forces coming to work here. And I think that this proposal, which will, in my opinion, make the Lombard intersection more safer. And with James John Elementary there, it's not a small issue to make that intersection more safe. I do think that there's been a tree mitigation plan that the Planning Sustainability Commission has required to be submitted to offset some of the loss of what sound like some great trees. I go by Ivy Island every year in the parade, but I can't quite picture the trees, but I take on the testimony that they're there. So I think that this is a change that needs to occur, and I think it's a change that is a positive change for the neighborhood. And I think that with safer intersections, what looks like attractive development, public plazas, this will help contribute to the sense of place that St. John's already is and will continue to aspire to be. Aye.
Novick?
I really appreciate the hard work of Kurt and Lance and the rest of PBOT staff and the participation of the applicant. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz, for your input. And I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman mentioning safety, because that's the reason that we in PBOT are particularly excited about this proposal, is we'll improve safety for pedestrians. Aye.
Mayor, may I just interrupt and clarify that I was also voting aye on the amendment, just in case that was not clear. And also, I love it when we have two votes, because I then remember, especially when I'm first up to vote, because then I remember something else I was planning to say. And that was in Hillsdale, where there was a big development just at the gateway to Hillsdale, the developer very graciously agreed to put up a big welcome to Hillsdale sign rather than a welcome to whatever the development is called. And that might be something to request of the applicant that in their signage for their building, that they consider making it welcome to St. John's with a minor feature, because I think that that will buy them a lot of goodwill and be very greatly appreciated by the community. So with that, I vote aye on the amendment as well as I'm going to vote aye on the other one next week.
Okay. Well, my apologies for the procedural confusion, but I think we got through that. I wasn't here for the hearing. I had a chance to review the record and the tape, and I think it was a very good discussion. I want to second the comments that have been made. You know, there's an art to this, both what we do here in making public decisions and what people do in the private sector when they plan projects. There's an architect's term that one of our local editorial writers likes to jeer at as if we made it up, which is placemaking, but we didn't. Architects know that word, so do planners, and some lawyers. And that's what we do here. We try to make change fit the place in a thoughtful way. There's going to be change, and we love the place, St. John's and others that have their own character. I think that's been well accomplished here, and that the combination of what's happening in the public realm with this street vacation and the orientation of this project and what's happening on the private property is good placemaking. And it really is important that we keep figuring out how to do that, because there's going to be a lot of change in Portland. There's a lot of change right now. And this is an excellent example of how it gets done well. So thank you. Well done. Aye. Okay, and we will take action next week with probably much less discussion on the amended proposal. Okay.